Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, family. Tonight's Bible reading will be 2 Samuel chapter 15 through 2 Samuel chapter 22. Let's begin.
Second Samuel chapter 15. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses, and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early, and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so, that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him, and said, Of what city art thou? And he said, Thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said unto him, See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. Absalom said, Moreover, of that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And it was so, that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand, and took him, and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pray my vow, which I vowed unto Yahweh in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I stood at Geshur in Syria, saying, if Yahweh shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve Yahweh. And the king said unto him, go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And it came to pass a messenger to David, saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said unto all the servants that were with him at Jerusalem, arise, and let us flee, for we shall not escape any from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servant said unto the king, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my master the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Cherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai, the Gittite, wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place, and abide with the king. For thou art a stranger, and also an exile. Whereas thou comest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us? Seeing I go whether I may, return thou, and take thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee. And Ittai answered the king, and said, as Yahweh liveth, and as my master the king liveth, surely in what place my master the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. And David said to Ittai, go and pass over. And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook of Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also, and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of Mighty One. And they set down the ark of Mighty One, and Abiathar went up, until all the people had done passing out the city. And the king said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of Mighty One into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of Yahweh, he will bring me again, and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, here am I, let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. The king said also unto Zadok the priest, art not thou a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz thy son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness, until there come word from you to certify me. Zadok therefore and Abiathar carried the ark of Mighty One again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people that were with him covered every man his head, and they went up, weeping as they went. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Yahweh, I pray thee, turned the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount, where he worshipped Mighty One, behold, Hushaiah the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head, unto whom David said, If thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city, and say unto Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king, as I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be a servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And hadst thou not there with thee Zadok and Abiathar the priest? Therefore it shall be, that what things soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priest. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son. And by them ye shall send unto me everything that ye can hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. 2 Samuel chapter 16.
Shalom, family. Tonight's Bible reading will be 2 Samuel chapter 15 through 2 Samuel chapter 22. Let's begin.
Second Samuel chapter 15. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses, and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early, and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so, that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him, and said, Of what city art thou? And he said, Thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said unto him, See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. Absalom said moreover, Of that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And it was so, that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pray my vow, which I vowed unto Yahweh in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I stood at Geshur in Syria, saying, If Yahweh shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve Yahweh. And the king said unto him, Go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And it came to pass a messenger to David, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said unto all the servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Arise, and let us flee, for we shall not escape any from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and break evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servant said unto the king, Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my master the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Cherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, "Wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place, and abide with the king. For thou art a stranger, and also an exile. Whereas thou comest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us? Seeing I go whether I may, return thou, and take thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee." And Ittai answered the king, and said, "As Yahweh liveth, and as my master the king liveth, surely in what place my master the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be." And David said to Ittai, "Go and pass over." And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook of Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also, and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of Mighty One. And they set down the ark of Mighty One, and Abiathar went up, until all the people had done passing out the city. And the king said unto Zadok, "Carry back the ark of Mighty One into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of Yahweh, he will bring me again, and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, 'I have no delight in thee,' behold, here am I. Let him do to me as seemeth good unto him." The king said also unto Zadok the priest, "Art not thou a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz thy son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness, until there come word from you to certify me." Zadok therefore and Abiathar carried the ark of Mighty One again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people that were with him covered every man his head, and they went up, weeping as they went. And one told David, saying, "Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom." And David said, "O Yahweh, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount, where he worshipped Mighty One, behold, Hushaya the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head. Unto whom David said, "If thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city, and say unto Absalom, 'I will be thy servant, O king, as I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be a servant,' then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And hast thou not there with thee Zadok and Abiathar the priest? Therefore it shall be, that what things soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priest. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son. And by them ye shall send unto me everything that ye can hear." So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. 2 Samuel chapter 16. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him, with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And the king said unto Ziba, What meanest thou by these? And Ziba said, The asses be for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine, that such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. And the king said, And where is thy master's son? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he abideth at Jerusalem. For he said, Today shall the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. Then said the king to Ziba, Behold, thine art all that pertaineth unto Mephibosheth. And Ziba said, I humbly beseech thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, my master, O king. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David and all the servants of King David. And all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, Come out, come out, thou bloody man, thou man of Belial. Yahweh hath returned unto thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And Yahweh hath delivered the kingdom into thy hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abiasah the son of Zeruiah unto the king, Why should this dead dog curse my master the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because Yahweh hath said unto me, Curse David. Whoso then say, Wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abiasah and to all his servants, Behold, my son, which came forth out of my bowels seeketh my life. How much more may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for Yahweh hath bidden him. It may be that Yahweh hath looked on my affliction, and that Yahweh will requite me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside against them, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary, and refreshed themselves there. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. And it came to pass, when Hushiah the Archite, David's friend, was come unto Absalom, that Hushiah said unto Absalom, Mighty one save the king, mighty one save the king. And Absalom said to Hushai, Is this thy kindness to thy friend? Why wentest thou not with thy friend? And Hushai said unto Absalom, Nay, but whom Yahweh and this people and all the men of Israel choose, his will I be, and with him will I abide. And again, whom shall I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son? As I have served in thy father's presence, so will I be in thy presence. Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, Give counsel among you what we shall do. And Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Go unto thy father's concubines, which he hath left to keep the house. And all Israel shall hear that thou art abhorred of thy father. Then shall the hands of all that are with thee be strong. So they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of the house. And Absalom went into his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of Mighty One. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom.
2 Samuel chapter 17. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Let me now choose out of 12,000 men,
And I will rise and pursue after David this night. And I will come unto him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And I will bring back all the people unto thee. The man whom thou seekest is as if all returned, so all the people shall be in peace. And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel. Then said Absalom, call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith. And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spoke unto him, saying, Ahithophel hath spoken after this matter. Shall we do after his saying? If not, speak thou. And Hushai said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. For, said Hushai, thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds, as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. And thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hid now in some pit, or in some other place. And it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth will say, there is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. And he also that is valiant, whose heart is as a lion, shall utterly melt. For all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, and they which be with him are valiant men. Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for a multitude, and that thou go to battle in thy own person. So shall we come unto him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground. And of him and all the men that are with him, there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he be gotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we shall draw it into the river, until there be not one small stone found there. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For Yahweh had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that Yahweh might bring evil upon Absalom. Then said Hushai unto Zadok, and to Abiathar the priest, thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled. Now therefore, send quickly, and tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up, and all the people that are with him. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed in En-Rogel, for they might not be seen to come into the city. And a wench went and told them, and they went and told King David. Nevertheless, a lad saw them, and told Absalom. But they went both of them away quickly, and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in his court, whither they went down. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth, and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman to the house, they said, where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan? And the woman said unto them, they be gone over the brook of water. And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after they were departed, that they came out of the well, and went and told King David, and said unto David, arise, and pass quickly over the water, for thus hath Ahithophel counseled against you. Then David arose, and all the people that were with him. And they passed over Jordan by the morning light. There lacked not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose, and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself, and died. And he was buried in the sepulchre of his father. Then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom passed over Jordan, and he and all the men of Israel with him. And Absalom made Amasa, captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son, whose name was Idra, an Israelite, that went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother. So Israel and Absalom pitched in the land of Gilead. And it came to pass, when David was come to Mahanaim, that Shobai, the son of Nahash, of Reba, of the children of Ammon, and Mecher, the son of Amiel, of Lodebar, and Barzillai, the Gittite, of Regalim, brought beds and basins, and earthen vessels, and wheat, and barley, and flour, and parched corn, and beans, and lentils, and parched pulse, and honey, and butter, and sheep, and cheese of kine, for David and all the people that were with him, to eat, for they said, "The people are hungry and weary, and thirsty in the wilderness."
2 Samuel chapter 18. And David numbered the people that were with him, and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. And David sent forth a third party of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third party under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai the Gittite. And the king said unto the people, "I will surely go forth with you myself also." But the people answered, "Thou shalt not go forth, for if we flee away, they will not care for us, neither if half of us die, will they care for us. But now thou art worth 10,000 of us. Therefore now it is better that thou succor us out of the city." And the king said unto them, "What seemeth you best I will do." And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds and by thousands. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently for my sake with the young men, even with Absalom." For all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David. And there was there a great slaughter, that day of 20,000 men. For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under thick bruffs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heavens and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it, and told Joab, and said, "Behold, I saw Absalom hanging in an oak." And Joab said unto the man that told him, "And behold, thou saw him? And why didst thou not smite him there to the ground? And I would have given thee 10,000 shekels of silver, and a girdle." And the man said unto Joab, "Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in my hand, yet would I not put forth my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee, and Abishai, and Ittai, saying, 'Beware none touch the young man, Absalom.' Otherwise I should have brought falsehood against my own life, for there is no matter hid for the king, and thou and thyself wouldest have set thyself against me." Then said Joab, "May I not tarry with thus with thee?" And he took 3 darts in his hand, and thrust them through the heart of Absalom, while he was yet alive in the midst of the yoke. And 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about, and smote Absalom, and slew him. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel. For Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom, and cast him into a great pit in the wood, and laid a great heap of stones upon him, and all Israel fled, every one to his tent. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up himself a pillar, which is in the king's dale. For he said, "I have no son to keep my name in remembrance." And he called a pillar after his own name, and is called unto this day Absalom's place. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, "Let me now run and bear the king's tidings, now that Yahweh hath avenged him of his enemies." And Joab said unto him, Thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Then said Joab to Cushai, Go, tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushai bowed himself unto Joab, and ran. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, Howsoever, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushai. And Joab said, Wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? But howsoever he said, Let me run. And he said unto him, Run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and overran Cushai. And David set between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate unto the wall, and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man running along. And the watchman cried and told the king, and the king said, If he be alone, there is tidings in his hand, in his mouth. And he came apace and drew near. And the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called unto the porter and said, Behold, another man running alone. And the king said, He also bring tidings. And the watchman said, Methinketh the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz the son of Zadok. And the king said, He is a good man, and cometh with good tidings. And Ahimaaz called, and said unto the king, All is well. And he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king, and said, Blessed be Yahweh thy mighty one, which hath delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my master, the king. And the king said, Is the young man Absalom safe? And Ahimaaz answered, When Joab sent the king's servant, and me and thy servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. And the king said unto him, Turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood there, and stood still. And behold, Cushai came, and Cushai said, Tidings, my master the king, for Yahweh have avenged thy this day of all them that rose up against thee. And the king said unto Shai, Is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushai answered, The enemies of my master the king, and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt, be as that young man is. And the king was much moved, and went up to the chamber over the gate, and wept. And as he went, thus he said, O my son Absalom, O my son Absalom, would mighty one have died for thee? O Absalom, my son, my son.
2 Samuel chapter 19. And it was told Joab, Behold, the king weepeth and mourneth for Absalom. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people. For the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people got them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son. And Joab came into the house to the king, and said, Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy life, and the lives of thy sons, and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives, and the lives of thy concubines, and that thou lovest thy enemies, and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died this day, that it had pleased thee well. Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably unto thy servants. For I swear by Yahweh, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night, and that will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befall thee from thy youth until now. Then the king arose and sat in the gate, and they told unto all the people, saying, Behold, the king doth sit in the gate, and all the people came before the king. For Israel had fled
every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "The king saved us out of the hands of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back?" And King David sent Zadok and Abiathar the priest, saying, "Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, Why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house? Saying, the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house. Ye are my brethren, ye are the bones and my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king? And say ye to Amasa, Art thou not my bone and my flesh? Mighty one, do so to me, and more also, if thou be not captain over the host before me continually in the room of Joab." And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word unto the king, "Return thou and all thy servants." So the king returned and came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. And Shimeah the son of Gera the Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him, and they went over Jordan before the king. And there went over a tarry boat to carry over the king's household, and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king, as he was come over Jordan, and said unto the king, "Let not my master impute iniquity in me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day that my master the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet the master, the king." But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, "Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed Yahweh's anointed?" And David said, "What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah, that ye should this day be adversaries unto me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel?" Therefore the king said unto Shimei, "Thou shalt not die." And the king swore unto him. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes, from the day the king departed until the day the king came again in peace. And it came to pass, when he was come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said unto him, "Wherefore wentest not thou with me, Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "My master, O king, my servant deceived me, for thy servant said, I will saddle me an ass, that I may ride thereon, and go to the king, because thy servant is lame. And he hath slandered thy servant unto my master the king. But my master the king is an angel of mighty one. Do therefore what is good in thy eyes. For all my father's house were but dead men before my master the king. Yet didst thou set thy servant among them that did eat at thy own table? What right therefore have I yet to cry any more unto the king?" And the king said unto him, "Why speakest thou any more of thy matters? I have said, Thou and Ziba divide the land." And Mephibosheth said unto the king, "Yea, let him take all, for as much as my master the king is come again in peace unto his own house." And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogelim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan.
Now, Barzillai was a great aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a great man. And the king said unto Barzillai, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, how long have I to live, that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing of men and singing of women? Wherefore then should I, thy servant, be yet a burden unto my master, the king? Thy servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king. And why should the king recompense me with such a reward? Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back again, that I may die in my own city, and be buried by the grave of my father and of my mother. But behold, thy servant Chimham, let him go over with my master the king, and do to him what seem good unto thee. And the king answered, Chimham shall go over with me, and I will do to him that which seem good unto thee. And whatsoever thou shalt require of me, that will I do for thee. And all the people went over Jordan. And when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned unto his own place. Then the king went unto Gilgal, and Chimham went with him, and all the people of Judah conducted the king, and also half the people of Israel. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king, and said unto the king, why have thy brethren, the men of Judah, stolen thee away, and have brought the king, and his household, and all David's men with him, over Jordan? And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, because the king is near of kin to us. Wherefore then ye be angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all the king's cost? Or have he given us any gift? And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah, and said, we have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right unto David than ye. Why then did ye despise us, that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king? And the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel.
2 Samuel chapter 20. And there happened to be a man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichrah, the Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, we have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tent, O Israel. So every man of Israel went up from David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichrah. But the men of Judah cleaved unto their king, from Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came to his house at Jerusalem. And the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in ward, and fed them, but went not unto them. So they were shut up unto the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said king to Amasa, assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou there present. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he appointed him. And David said to Abiashar, now shall Sheba, the son of Bichrah, do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou thy master's servants, and pursue after him, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us. And there went out after him Joab's men, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and all the mighty men. And they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichrah. When they were at the great stone, which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on was girdled unto him, and upon it a girdle with a sword, fastened upon his loins in the sheath thereof. And as he went forth, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, art thou in good health, my brother? And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him,
But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he smote him therewith in the fifth rib, and shed out his bowels to the ground, and struck him not again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Sheba the son of Bichrah. And one of Joab's men stood by him and said, "That he favoreth Joab, and that he is for David, let him go after Joab." And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field, and cast a cloth upon him, when he saw that everyone that came by him stood still. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichrah. And he went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel, and to Beth Me'achah, and all the Berites, and they were gathered together, and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Beth Me'achah, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench. And all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, say I pray you, unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee." And when he was come near unto the woman said, "Art thou Joab?" And he answered, "I am he." Then she said unto him, "Hear the words of thy handmaid." And he answered, "I do hear." Then she spake, saying, "They were wont to speak in old time, saying, They shall surely ask counsel at Abel." And so they ended the matter. "I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy the city, a mother in Israel. Why wouldest thou swallow up the inheritance of Yahweh?" And Joab answered and said, far be it from me, that I shall swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba the son of Bichrah by name, hath lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall." Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichrah, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Cherethites and over the Pelethites, and Amoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was recorder, and Sheva was scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priests. And Ira also, the Jearite, was a chief ruler about David.
2 Samuel chapter 21. Then there was a great famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of Yahweh. And Yahweh answered, "It is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he slew the Gibeonites." And the king called the Gibeonites, and said unto them, "Now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. The children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel in Judah. Wherefore David said unto the Gibeonites, What shall I do for you? And wherewith shall I make an atonement, that ye shall bless the inheritance of Yahweh?" And the Gibeonites said unto him, "We will have no silver nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither for us shall ye kill any man in Israel." And he said, "What ye shall say, that will I do for you." And they answered the king, "The man that consumed us, and that devised against us, that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coast of Israel. Let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us."
and we will hang them unto Yahweh in Gibeah of Saul, whom Yahweh did choose. And the king said, I will give them. But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because Yahweh's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. But the king took the two sons of Rezpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bare unto Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth, and the five sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she bare up for Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Meholathite. And he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them in the hills before Yahweh. And they fell all seven together, and were put to death in the days of the harvest, in the first days in the beginning of barley harvest. And Rezpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock, from the beginning of the harvest until water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. And it was told David that Rezpah, the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Saul, had done. And David went and took the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son from the men of Jabesh Gilead, which had stolen them from the street of Bethshan, where the Philistines had hanged them, when the Philistines had slain Saul in Gilboa. And he brought up from thence the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered the bones of them that were hanged. And the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son buried they in the country of Benjamin in Zelah, in the sepulchre of Kish his father. And they performed all that the king commanded. And after that, Mighty One was entreated in the land. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down, and his servant with him, and fought against the Philistines, and David waxed faint. And Ishbahinab, which was of the son of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abiashar, the son of Zeruiah, succoured him, and smote the Philistine, and killed him. Then the men of David swore unto him, saying, Thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. And it came to pass after this, that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Shabichah, the Hishuthite, slew Saph, which was of the sons of the giant. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jearegim, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number, and he also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan, son of Shimeah, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David, and by the hand of his servants.
2 Samuel chapter 22. And David spake unto Yahweh the words of this song, in the day that Yahweh had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, Yahweh is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. Mighty One of my rock, in him I will trust. He is my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The sorrows of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon Yahweh and cried unto my Mighty One, and he did hear my voice out of his temple. And
and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. He went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured coals, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was upon his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly. And he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness prevail about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. Yahweh thundered from the heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomfited them. The channels of the sea appeared, the foundations of the world were discovered, at the rebuking of Yahweh, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He said from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but Yahweh was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanliness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh, and have not wickedly departed from my Mighty One. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore Yahweh hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanliness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou shalt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou shalt show thyself upright. With the pure thou shalt show thyself pure, and with the froth thou shalt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save. But thy eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mightst bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Yahweh, and Yahweh hath lightened my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, by my Mighty One I have leaped over a wall. As for Mighty One, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tried, he is a buckler to them that trust in him. For who is Mighty One, save Yahweh? Who is a rock, save our Mighty One? Mighty One is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I have consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not. Arise ye, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that arose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto Yahweh, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as mire in the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be the head of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their closed places. Yahweh liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the Mighty One of the rock of my salvation. It is mighty one that avengeth me, and that bringeth me down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from my enemies. Thou also have lifted me up high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give praise unto thee, O Yahweh. Among the heathen I will sing praises unto thy name. He is a tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and his seed forevermore.